Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Saudi Arabia say at least 107 people were killed and 238 others injured when a crane crashed through a ceiling at the Grand Mosque in the holy city of Mecca. Incident occurred as Muslims gather from all over the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin later this month. Saudi officials go to great lengths to prepare for the 2 million Muslims who converge on Mecca for the pilgrimage. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has called for a massive European aid package for Syria's neighbors to help curb the flow of migrants into the European Union. Prime Minister said Syrian refugees already had a safe place to stay in the refugee camps surrounding Syria and maintained that those coming to Europe were not in fact seeking safety, but instead just looking for a better living standard. Meantime, President Obama spoke about the refugee crisis at a Friday town hall meeting.
Unfortunately, we can anticipate that refugees will be an ongoing problem for decades to come. And the reason is because there are too many states that are not doing well by their people.
HRW Executive Director Kenneth Roth told VOA the current refugee crisis is not a crisis in terms of numbers, but it is a political crisis because of Islamophobia and political considerations among European nations. U.S. State Department is warning citizens in the African nation Chad to leave and cautions Americans against travel in the area. No specific threats against U.S. citizens in Chad, but extremist organizations are intent on harming Westerners. This is VOA News.